Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the Comedians Playing Fantasy Premier League podcast. I can't believe I took the mick out of you for doing that last week. And here we are. It's me, Matt Ford.
And me, John Richardson. Said that very clearly, didn't I? This, in case you didn't know already, is the podcast where we follow the highs and lows of the FPL teams of some of the country's funniest people. And I'm very excited this week, Matthew. Shall I tell you why?
Go on.
Because to let the listeners into a little treat, we had a little exchange of WhatsApp messages this morning, didn't we? Pre-record, as we do, professionals.
Yes. Okay. Where's
it's not this all. It's not all improv, is it?
No.
Some of it we planned, and I got the impression that you were in a very grumpy mood this week because I'll read you the message.
Okay.
Not to reveal what happened this week. But uh-huh. I sent you a message this morning, 8 a.m., bright and early.
Yeah.
Matt, do you have time to get any baby food before we record?
Yeah.
You put, that's next week's. And anyway, you lost. And can I just tell you what a glorious start to my morning that was? Not only being able to patronize a good friend by sending him to the shop for baby food at 8 o'clock in the morning, but the fact that you woke up this morning and you thought you'd won. So talk the listeners through that.
Okay. Well, I was up very early. So when you messaged me, I'd already been up for 2 hours. And I actually thought I'd lost. So I said, that's next week's. You may realise that the next two messages come in a minute later.
Mm-hmm.
8:13. And then it's 8:14 when I claim that you lost. Because I thought I'd lost anyway. And then I checked the scores. I was like, hang on a minute. I've beaten him. And then up pipes producer Danny, I'm afraid your minus four cost you.
So yes.
That's what cost me. So just to be clear, you won this game week, but on a technicality, the team that I fielded did do better than the team that you fielded. It's a moral victory for me.
Well, no, because you fielded a team that you took. It wasn't the team that you should have had if you'd obeyed the rules. So you took a punishment for changing your team to a point where it was better. And it has to be said, let's be clear, you lost to a man, seven of whose squad did not play this week. Seven of my squad were either rested or their games didn't happen. And that is worth acknowledging, isn't it? It has been. Let's be clear as well. The message started with me saying, given the number of suspended games this week, shall we suspend the forfeit?
Yeah.
And you were on board with the forfeit going ahead.
Absolutely. And I thought I'd lost at that point. That was last night. I thought I'd lost.
Hungry boy. You're a hungry boy. You wanted the baby food.
I believe in the integrity. I don't think we should be giving each other passes out of stuff. I think it's
more about whether you acknowledge that this is a legitimate game week or not, because so many games have been cancelled.
Well,
and let's be honest, nobody really gave a toss last week when I had three Spurs players in and Spurs' game got cancelled. I didn't hear a lot of cries of injustice there. But there have been so many cancelled games this and next week that leagues are sort of on hold, aren't they?
No.
It's going to make it very interesting when those fixtures get rescheduled, because it will create a lot of legitimate double game weeks where some teams will suddenly play twice. And it punishes those, Emily Dean, still top of our league, who've used their free hit, because that is exactly the sort of thing you'll want to do when suddenly perhaps Spurs have two games in a week.
That's a very good point. I know I lost, but I brought in Trent Alexander-Arnold, who scored an absolute screamer. 11 points. James, 8. Tommy Yashu. I mean, my back three, actually, three of my starting 11 didn't play, whereas only two of your starting 11 didn't. So this was worse for me than it was for you. And I still managed, on paper, to beat you. It's only the forfeit.
Well,
let's discuss
the fact that, you know, more of your starting squad didn't play. because you took the controversial decision to start with a squad that you knew probably wasn't going to play. And that was picked up on by our listeners, regular tweeter, The Peter Jones, who we now know not to be The Peter Jones, said, having seen Fordy take a -4 on transfers and still end up without a full 11 at the start of the game week and Allen in the team, I'm now fully on board with getting that ludicrous monstrosity in a blender and chuck Vinny in while you're at it. Rob Milner, Matt must be related to Alan. It's the only explanation of why he persists with him.
No, because this is...
Daddy!
No, the whole point is that I've learned from playing this game is if you're in doubt, you field the player that's in doubt, and then if he doesn't play, you're starting... Your first position on your bench gets put in. So it's a way of covering that eventuality. That was the right thing to do.
My understanding is that you started with players who did not, whose games had already been suspended. Is that not the case?
I don't think so. No. I think by the time I'd... Also, whatever day the deadline was on, I had to do it in the afternoon anyway. So it was just one of those things. But no, the whole point is, isn't it, that you... Excuse me? You... Well, I almost burped and I didn't because I've got too much respect for you and for our wonderful fan base. I don't want to burp down the ear rolls. So, I did it the way you're meant to do it. With the players I got, it's got 49 points. And down the neck.
That's as good a game week as you've ever had. I mean, certainly in the last couple of months.
Relatively,
50 points in a week ravaged by COVID. It's really good. So, you know, in a way, you've done very well.
Yeah. Also, now I reckon...
again, and it's 15-2.
Yeah, but I'm looking now. I'm 23rd. I'm only 7 points off Chloe Petz. I'm only 20-odd points off Ian Moore, 30 off Paul McCaffrey. Like, I'm definitely coming to life here. I reckon I could end mid-table, and that would just be incredible.
Yes, you're really putting some pressure on those players who aren't changing their teams week by week. There was a point this week before, it has to be said, last night's Liverpool game really changed things for you. Mm-hmm. Since you captained Salah and you had Alexander Arnold in your team, so that alone brought you 27 points. Before that game, you had slipped behind Rob Beckett again, who, as we know, does not look at his team. So
that's
Rob Beckett
booing
this
someone
week
off at
scored
half time. That just doesn't make sense because
37 points.
If you just that's like saying, oh, in the first 5 minutes you were losing 1-0. You're like, well, you know, we won 8-1. Talking of losing by 7 clear goals,
were we Manchester, talking about that?
Manchester City.
Were we talking about that?
Thrashing Leeds 7-0.
Let me just go back and check the tape to see if we were talking about teams losing 7-0, because I don't think we were.
Well, I just
we
did.
Were
I
talking
said it was
about
like
going, you being 15-2 behind.
I said it was like going 1-0 up, being 1-0 down in the first 5 minutes, but winning 8-1. And not prematurely judging the outcome. And I said, talking of losing by 7 clear goals.
What's your point, mate?
Manchester City 7, dirty Leeds 0. Pathetic relegation contenders Leeds 0. Nil point. How did that feel, mate?
Do you know, not to cast any blame, would you like to tell the listeners who I had been with the day that Leeds United lost 7-0? Who was I with during the day?
Me.
I was with you, you cursed rat.
Firstly, I do feel bad about you losing 7-0. And my
it doesn't
was,
sound like
well,
it.
Well, it was dialed up for entertainment purposes. I do feel bad for you. I do want Leeds to do well for you, even though I've
do you
never
know what?
Really... Go on.
I don't feel bad for me. And I know this sounds like the sort of, yeah, I'm not even bothered. I honestly...
No, it actually sounds pious. You're not in Roman times in some clink. Grow out of it, pal. You're a Leeds fan, own it.
It really is not our battle. Away at Manchester City, with the injuries we have at the minute, I mean, our game should have been cancelled.
I spilled coffee all over my laptop. It's really
good.
That's our battle. What are you on about?
With the number of injuries we have on an already small squad, I don't mind. If our players that are injured have this month off in games away at Manchester City,
you sound like a club spokesman.
We've got Arsenal, we've got Chelsea, miss them. I will be more upset if we lose by one goal to Aston Villa in January, to Burnley in January, to Newcastle in January. Those are the games we have to win. I'm glad that Manchester City have had a lovely evening. Do you know the thing that bothers me the most?
Sorry, John Richardson.
Apart from the crowing glory of tossers like you, championship wannabes.
You'll know like the feeling you, soon.
Taking joy in a freak result. I mean, our game should have been called off anyway, just because it's just not fair to have that many injuries. It's insane what's happening to our squad at the moment. Nevertheless, what is a problem is Leeds United fans turning on our players, who are heroes, and our manager, who is the best thing ever to happen to football. So those who are saying that we need to change the manager or that we need to... I mean, we'd be playing clubs the likes of Nottingham Forest if it weren't for the players we have and the manager we have. So let's get through December. Let's not let it ruin our Christmas. And let's beat the teams we need to beat in January.
John, Matt Ford from the Comedians Playing Fantasy Premier League podcast. Can I just ask, what's the mood in the camp? Did any of the players cry at halftime or afterwards?
I did message a colleague to see if the players had been affected, and of course they had. Matt, I'm sure not to suggest that you don't do due diligence and any work at all. I know you're very busy writing tedious facts about condiments, but I'm sure you saw the interview with Luke Ayling this week in the National Press where he said how touched he was to have gone to the fans to apologise at the end of the Manchester City game and found them singing his name to the end. So I'm sure you'll agree that with the exception of a few naysayers, the atmosphere at the club is excellent. The players are bonded and they've been through something together at their time in the club that they'll remember for the rest of their lives. And the fans remain grateful for a team that is not just giving everything on the pitch, but off the pitch are individuals that we can love and admire.
And just to be clear, sorry again, Matt Ford, Comedians Playing Fantasy Premier League podcast.
Have you got baby food down your shirt?
No, that's coffee. If you cried, will you cry when you get relegated? Do you think you will? And could we have a video of it, please?
I won't cry when we get relegated.
Don't you care?
Because we're not getting relegated. So we're going to be absolutely fine when the full squad is back.
The American tanks are nowhere near Baghdad. Yeah, we've heard that before, mate.
We're going to be absolutely fine. We're going to be absolutely fine. And if we do get relegated, and that's part of our journey, then I shall look forward to some easy points next year. It'd be nice to go down to a division, win a few games, and come straight back up again.
That was John Richardson on behalf of Leeds United. John, thank you so much.
Absolute pleasure. And I hope Nottingham Forest disband and get relegated.
You mentioned Mo Sanard cream there.
I did, yes.
So,
is it back?
It's back, yeah, it's regular. I mean, you know, that's what features do, they recur.
You're calling this a feature?
Yeah, if I could have some maybe old-fashioned music over this. Okay, so this week's fact is about HP sauce. The original recipe was developed by Frederick Gibson Garton, a grocer from Nottingham in England. It said that he created the first batch inside his pickling factory sometime in the 1890s in Basford. He blended tomatoes, dates, molasses, rye flour, tamarind and other spices with malt vinegar and spirits vinegar to create its robust flavour and texture. He initially called it banquet sauce, but then he learned it was being served at a restaurant in the Houses of Parliament. He renamed it Garton's HP Sauce in 1895 as a tribute, with the HP standing for Houses of Parliament. Some extra facts about it, John. You may remember HP, I think, was sold to an American company and then they stopped producing it in the UK. I boycotted it and started buying Daddy's Sauce instead until one afternoon when liberally spraying Daddy's Sauce, an inferior flavour on my bacon, I read the bottle, and realised it was made by the same people. It was a pointless boycott. But if this has whetted your appetite...
Why did you boycott HP?
I think they closed down their British factory.
Right, I see. Oh, right.
It really annoyed me, that. Anyway, if you fancy some, because sometimes I know on this show when we talk about condiments, it really does get people quite peckish. I checked this morning. You can get 4 litres... That's about 8 pints of HP sauce for £17.80. And on the day of recording, if you've got Amazon Prime, order it and it'll arrive by the 21st of December. So Mo Salah's cream now evolving into not just a fact, but also consumer rights
a
and tips.
Hideous advert for a brand with vague links to Nottingham that changed its name because, of course, Nottingham has never achieved anything. And as soon as he got a sniff of the fact that someone in London had walked past a bottle, he changed the name of it. That's what I picked up on that. What's that, duck? Someone's used me sauce in Big Smoke. Oh, I'll change name of it, me duck, from Lace Market Sauce to HB Sauce After Houses of Parliament.
I actually met him first, knowing what it feels like to be from Nottingham, and he gone, them thieving boggers. Them half bloody sauce boggers. Hold on, Frank. You could stick that on the buckle. Gone bloody hell, I think you're right, actually. There'd have been a sort of Shane Meadows element to it. Maybe you will have camped outside the Houses of Commons at the time, waited for the speaker and gone, you're there, mate. I watched over you last night and I almost poured HP sauce all over you.
You woke up at one point, actually, because of the stench of vinegar off me. Let's move on to your other feature, Cancelo Culture.
We've had an email
from Daniel Grice. Dear Mr. Ford.
Hello.
I write on behalf of the manager of the FPL team, Cancelo Culture.
Amazing.
I must
insist
that you refrain from maliciously spreading your curse to my team.
What?
Upon your first utterance of my team name, Reguilón, 26 points in his previous three games, was booked and went off injured inside 21 minutes, giving me 0 points. This was an ominous portent of what was to come. You then commence the quote-unquote feature the following week, and see to it that a game is cancelled due to a COVID outbreak, and I must take a point hit to replace missing players. Those replacements are Dallow and Ronaldo. I speculate within hours of the next feature being recorded, the Manchester United game is called off, and yet more point hits must be taken. I implore you not to weaponise this curse at the behest of others. I have lost top spot in my main league due to this, so I have suspicions of the culprit. I'm watching you, Jay. And if you continue this, I shall demand reparations, as I have written many checks that my ass is now struggling to cash. Kind regards, Daniel Grice.
Well, it didn't sound very kind. You can't just stick kind regards at the end. You know, dear Fordy, I hate your guts. All the best.
Come on, mate. Die in a ditch.
But he's slipping down the league because of the decisions that he is taking.
Correct? You dismiss the curse, my lord.
Well, I don't want to dismiss it because I quite enjoy the idea that I may have supernatural, paranormal, transcendent powers. But equally, if you're looking for an excuse, I'm not some sort of donkey that you can lay your bags on and boot off into the desert and make yourself feel better. Because you will keep making mistakes even when... I mean, why back three this week? I know that I've taken the minus four here. But what an incredible haul for a back three. It's just absolutely sensational. 27 between three players.
Yeah, I mean, what's phenomenal is
James
that you are...
James Alexander-Arnold.
You are now... I mean, you're speaking as if someone who thinks now that he has invented the idea that... I mean, we even had a conversation last week about the rise of the defensive winger and how it's been crucial to team success this week.
Yeah.
Those were the words of Martin Keown in an article he wrote called Cancelo Culture. So it can't be news to you that people are scoring a lot from their defence.
Well, it's time for Cancelo Culture. So these are quotes about the Champions League. One of them he said, two of them he didn't. It's up to you, John, and you playing at home. So which one of these things did he say? Number one, and these are all about the Champions League. Of course, it is a different competition to the Premier League, but just like in the Premier League, we are confident in every game. Or is it number two? This is a trophy I've been looking for to win since when I was very young. Or is it number three? F*** me, I'd love to win it. I'd be straight down the beef eater with it. I'd go right up to Mick and go, ha! Told you I'd win it. Give me that fiver. Then I'd plonk it opposite me like we were on a date and order one of them tower burgers with the onion rings on top.
Right. Okay. Well, only one of those contains the broken English that we discussed last week, the calling card of the xenophobe. Quotes 1 and 3, flawless English. Just enjoy yourself, mate. Enjoy your own work. Enjoy the image of João Cancelo running into his local beef eater and ordering, quote, one of them burgers with the onion rings on top.
They do look good though, don't they?
Who's Mick in this imagined world?
He's the landlord. Fat Mick.
Do you have a landlord of a beef eater?
You must do. There must be someone's name over there. Certainly a licensee. You don't have a flat management structure in someone like a beef eater. There'll have to be someone with ultimate power.
Sorry to have intruded on your specialist subject there, the management hierarchy of beef eaters. And do you extend to harvesters as well, or is it just beef eaters?
I mean, any licensed... I mean, any food outlet.
Do you know what I've been craving this week?
Go on.
Toby Carvery.
Oh, mate. You know what? We should do it. I mean, I know you can't because of your vegetarianism, but we could do
it. They do vegetarian reels now. They do a lovely... If you order it when you go in and they pop it on top of the counter for you and you pick it up and then you get all your veggies and they do a veggie gravy. They do a lovely lentil cottage pie.
Oh. I just want to go to one all day, like Sunday afternoon, get there for 11 a.m, get stuck into the bitters, massive roast, and then that kind of dip that you get afterwards where you're too full.
Yeah.
And then you just drink through it and it gradually starts to clear. Before you know it, you're having another one.
All right, then.
Okay, so what's your answer?
I think the legitimate quote is 2.
Yes, you're right. It was. It was the one with the broken English. For once, he gets it right.
Wow. I don't want to say I take this too seriously, but it was starting to grate on me.
I know, I could tell.
Right.
I could tell.
Before we conclude, Chris emails. I had an idea for a chip. It would be played once in a season, a bit like the blue shell in Mario Kart. Taking your name, it would be called Cancelo Culture. And when played, would cancel any captaincy or triple captaincy played by the player of your choice in your league. There'd be nothing more satisfying than waiting for your rival to play an incredible captain choice, see them haul, then watch as they discover they only get the normal amount of points. I think this chip could add the mental anguish and sense of hatred that the game so dearly needs.
Sounds great.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the chip suggestions we get are basically being able to cause harm to your opponents about disrupting other people's teams. And I've got to tell you, I'm bang on board with that.
That's what we're here for.
Oh, if I could hurt Russell Howard's team, sat on my couch in my underpants, I would spend more time trying to disrupt my opponents than on my own team. I would quite happily just roll my team over week by week and not really look at it and spend hours every day working out how I could cause the most pain to my opponents.
Just on that image of you, you wouldn't ever just sit on the settee in your underpants, would you? And are we talking boxers or are we talking Y fronts?
No, you're right to pick up on that because it's one of those phrases I use just because it's in the lexicon. I have to say, I am never naked. The shower is the only point at which I'm naked, and I'm naked then for the briefest amount of time possible. I never walk around the house barefoot. I find it too exposing. I feel vulnerable barefoot. So I've usually got socks and slippers on. My evening attire is at very least dressing gown, T-shirt, pajama bottoms, socks, slippers, helmet.
Helmet? Oh, I see. So just thinking about your panties, what are we talking? Are we talking briefs, boxers, boxer briefs? Are they those like tight Calvins? Are we talking the baggy?
Yeah, I've got a mix, really. It depends on what I'm looking for. Sometimes I like a nice tight brief keep everything in there. Sometimes so like last night is an interesting example. I wore a tight brief yesterday because I didn't have any driving to do. I can't drive in a tight brief. It's too strangulating for the chaps. But I thought I go into bed, I leave my boxer shorts on overnight. I don't know how you feel about that.
Well, I change into a different pair of boxer shorts.
Do you? La-dee-da. Oh, Mr. Big Shot.
Well, I don't wear pyjamas. I mean, I can't believe there are men out there that wear full... It's like wearing a suit to bed. It's like a jacket and trousers.
Do you know the only reason I want to do it? It's because they do it in American movies. I always think that in Home Alone, the size of that duvet he has in Home Alone, and he's got full pyjamas on, I think you're going to be sweating through the night, lad.
You'd wake up, your pillow would be sodden, you'd think you had dengue fever or something. It's just not worth it.
No wonder he's having nightmares about the boiler. Absolutely ridiculous. Turn the heating down. Go to bed in a simple pair of pants.
Yeah, and a fresh pair, because otherwise you'll have worn those that underwear for 24 hours.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, it doesn't really. It's not an area that anyone interferes with without revealing too much about my marriage. So it doesn't really bother me to wear the same pair. I'm more bothered about having to put a wash on. If I have to do a wash a week for my night boxers, I consider that an environmental catastrophe. But last night, I did have to switch from my day panties to my night panties because my day panties were too tight to sleep in, and I can't sleep in a tight pair because I need to be able to roll around and feel them flop about a bit and get some air on them in the night. So I switched to a looser pair for the night time. But I've got to reveal, Matthew, you weren't like this. I've kept them on.
What, you still got them on now?
Still got them on now. Just rolled straight into the morning, put my trousers on, I'm currently wearing a Leeds United Christmas jumper with Bielsa on the front.
You've not had a shower?
No.
How are you functioning, man?
Well, on very little sleep. I have a child who, since she got an advent calendar and discovered that she gets chocolate in the morning, has started waking up again at 5:30, like some sort of 6-month-old. So she wakes through the night asking if it's time to get up. I explain it's not time to get up. I've set your alarm. When it's 7:00, your little Kai Lego man will go bright red and you whack him on the head and then it's time to get up. And she just keeps asking me to the point where I say, right, fine, let's get up then. And then she goes and has some Kinder chocolate and then she eats my advent calendar chocolate and then she goes to school. And then I sometimes shower during the day.
This has made a lot of sense of what's happened to me lately because I've noticed the last fortnight, I'm waking up. I always wake up quite early anyway.
You do.
But I've been really waking up early. And now you've explained, it's because I've got a chocolate advent calendar. And I'm
you've
so excited.
Like my 5-year-old.
6:00 in the morning, straight in there, miniature heroes. It was a twirl this morning.
Oh, lovely start to the day.
Phenomenal start. You know, if I ever stay in a Premier Inn, on my last tour, I literally couldn't sleep with the excitement of having a Premier Inn breakfast in the morning.
Yes, hotel breakfast is one of the most exciting things in the world.
It's so cool. But I'm glad that you've got your nighttime pants sorted and everything. I would just say treat yourself to a different pair in the evening. Putting on some fresh underpants for the bedtime is it's a nice way to do it.
Well, I'm at myself all night, aren't I? So I just, you know, it doesn't seem worth putting a pair through it.
Well, talking of bodies and areas.
Yes. Last week's
forfeit was for me to, so I bought some, well, to wax myself. So I bought some Veet for men. So I'm just going to read you the guidance on the back. It says, precautions. Do not exceed 10 minutes total application time. That's fine. Not suitable for use on head, face, eyes, nose, ears, around the anus, genitals and nipples, or any other body parts other than the back, chest, arms, legs, and underarms. Do not use on varicose veins, scars, moles, spotty, broken, irritated skin.
Is anus in capital letters, or have you just added that?
It wasn't in capitals. The emphasis was added by the
anus
reader. So, as an eczema sufferer, I am slightly worried about doing the full torso.
Mm-hmm.
We originally said a CD-sized area.
Oh, here comes the climb down.
Come on, mate. If I'm going to bleed.
And let's be clear, last week's forfeit was the baby food. 2 weeks ago was the Veet. So
okay, I slightly misunderstood that. I've added the baby food to the weekly shop. I'm slightly worried about going to the supermarket because of Omicron.
I hope whoever delivers your Tesco is the regular guy who sees the one tin of baby food. And you have to explain to him. Yeah, so was that an error on the order, mate? Because a lot of people order baby food. They tend to order more than the one tab. Because I don't know if you, congratulations if you have, but they tend to eat every day. Or not if you've just bought the one baby food.
Yeah, that's for me.
I'd say, come on, mate. Take another look at the face. And he'll go, oh, of course, Comedians Playing Fantasy Premier League podcast. Big man. Is Vinny in? I go, get out of here, please.
So that'll be next week then. So show me the goods. I can see on the camera now. So where are you going to go? You've got a lot there, haven't you? It seems a shame not to do the whole thing.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll see how I get on. I'm going to do... I like your idea of doing it one side of the line.
Take a before and after shot for the Twitter page. I wonder if it's going to burn or tingle.
It feels horrible to do this, really.
Okay.
So here we go. I'm going to do a fairly generous-sized area to satisfy.
You've got to go right down, haven't you? Otherwise, we won't get the delineation.
Exactly. I'm
just... Describe the feelings.
Oh, it's cold! I've got no idea how much to put on. What do you do? Oh, God, I've got to read the instructions. God, hold on. How long did you put it on for? 10 minutes?
Well, 10 minutes, it said, didn't it?
So it's 10:41 now, right, okay. Before you use it, with the puffing pump, spread evenly. I'm spreading it evenly, am I? Okay, so I'm spreading it evenly with the spatula. Oh, God.
So describe the feelings. Are you getting any tingles or...?
No, it's also, the smell, you know what, when I saw the bottle, because it's Veet for Men, I thought it was going to smell like Gillette, you know, that lovely smell.
Yeah, Old Spicy.
Classic male scent. Smells more like baby lotion, which I don't like. It's just there working away.
So let's discuss while we're waiting for the Veet to do its magic. I'd say... magic. That would be an awful magic show if you went to the you went to see a magician at the theatre and you just half shaved a man's chest. So the baby food will be arriving next week. So join us next week to hear Matthew eating baby food live.
Yeah.
Stinking of baby lotion, eating his baby food.
There is an FPL issue that we need to talk about from this week's news. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang being defrocked as Arsenal captain, being dropped for disciplinary issues. I mean, how do you factor that into FPL?
I mean, I've given up. I find this season insanely frustrating. I know we talk about the curse of Matt Ford. Arsenal fans have felt themselves cursed basically since the Invincible season. Arsenal fans feel like they've been perpetually hard done by.
Yes.
And I have to say, it drives me insane.
Yeah, same.
So, you know, there's clearly been some sort of issue, but it's led to this absolute hoo-ha of, I mean, what's going on at the club? We every time Sam gets a captaincy. I looked, there was an article this week about it saying, oh, the curse of the Arsenal captaincy. And I looked into it. The players that they say are part of this curse of the captain, Robin Van Persie, Cesc Fabregas, I mean... if that's a curse, bring it on. These are players who defined a generation of footballers and a club that I know they haven't, you know, won the Champions League and the FA Cup and the Premier League every year, as is what they want. But, I mean, things are all right there, aren't they? Unless, of course, it turns out that what Aubameyang's done is some sort of curse. Maybe he's been cursing other players at the club. But I suspect he's just probably turned up to training late or done something like that and then kicked off about it. Doesn't seem that bad.
I'm glad. I like it when players get told off for non-football related things. I like the fact that there's a bit of discipline behind the scenes, that if people are naughty or they muck about, you can't get away with it just because you're a star player. He was late. I mean, lateness is something that drives me up the wall. I can't stand, you know, you're like, we've agreed to meet. I'm always going to be early for anything. Because I'm so excited to meet up with someone.
Mm. And then, it got very little else going on as well.
This has always been a... part of who I am is that if we agree to meet at 2 o'clock, I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to be late. I'm going to get there at one and just, you know, keep walking around the block and maybe have a coffee and just like, you know, to really calm me down before we go to Toby Carvery for a massive stodgy meal. I'm glad that lateness is being fully punished.
Would you be a disciplinarian manager then? Because there are two schools, aren't there? There are what they call good people managers and those coaches who say, oh, he really brings the best out of everyone. He's good at motivating his team. And there are that, right, you can put your Heinz ketchup in the bin. And if you're here after 8 o'clock, you ain't playing on a Saturday. Would you be one of them?
I like to think I'd be one of them, but I'm too much of a soft touch. I'm a rollover. On paper, I'd be like that. In practice, I'd be like, yes. Right. There's a new boss around here. And if any of you think that I'm going to be a soft touch, got nothing coming, and then there'll be 5 minutes later, I'll be like, hey, look, come on, Pierre. Look, next time, okay?
They've launched a new white chocolate boost, so I bought everyone.
Exactly.
I don't feel like I'm the only one having one, so let's all have our boosts and then talk about it.
The V is starting to smell bad.
I think that's the burning flesh, isn't it? I mean, it is literally burning the hair off your body.
It smells like meat.
Oh, God.
It smells like pork scratchings, or is that just my finger? What the flip is that smell? It's such a weird smell. It's processed meat.
I think, how long's it been on? About 10 minutes? I think you can take it off now if you want.
Is that what it's doing? Burning it?
Well, I would imagine it's dissolving the hair. Is it? What do you think it's doing to it?
Just burning's sort of a bad word.
Coaxing it out? It's
for
not
5 minutes? Leave it on for 5 minutes? What am I doing? Hold on.
What do you do? No. Wash it off or wet towel or what?
Use the spatula.
Put the video back on. I want to watch.
Never shaved or removed any body hair before.
Does it feel good? I waxed a bit once. It felt very nice. I couldn't stop stroking it afterwards. My leg.
With the grain?
With the grain.
I don't want to get ingrown hairs as well. I've got skin condition. You know, this is a really sick forfeit. For a man who needs steroid cream just so that his zombie flesh doesn't drop off in the street. You know what? There's so much hair, the spatula's become matted.
Oh,
it looks so weird. It looks so weird. I don't like it. It's my body and I don't like it. I don't like my body.
You're going to have to even it out. It's like me and walking on crack. So you're going to have to do the other half and then it'll...
What you have to remember, John, is this part of my body hasn't been this smooth since, like, I got hairy early. I've not been this smooth since I was, like, 11. God, it's just like finding old photographs. I'm very nostalgic for this part of my torso. God, there's so much hair. It's disgusting. The photo doesn't quite do justice to, from my perspective, it's a distressing view. The skin's gone very pink.
Do you want to put some moisturiser on there or something?
I might just wash it with water just so that I don't, you know, burn to death.
You go wash your tum-tum. Oh, it's very shiny. I can see how shiny it is as he stands up. That's very satisfying. Here she comes. So describe the feel of it. Does it feel nice and smooth?
Yes, it does.
Could you slap both sides for me? Could you slap the hairy side and the smooth side?
Here's the hairy side. Here's the smooth side.
Oh!
You can hear the difference, can't you? It's like when Ringo puts a tea towel over his snare drum.
But in reverse. That's a wonderful euphemism. Have you seen Fordy lately? You know, he's taking the tea towel off his snare drum, don't you? Yeah, top to bottom. The whole thing. It's gone up an octave.
I'll tell you what that smell was. It must have been the smell of burning hair.
Mm.
God, that's foul.
What's left you can use on your pork scratchings. For Christmas. If you get a hairy one, you can beat the hair off it.
Well, it's been a surreal show today.
It has, hasn't it?
It has.
We have to round up the Jack Grealish calendar, which is ongoing.
Yes, that still needs doing.
And Pint with a Duck is ongoing.
Yep.
Baby Food is ongoing. I went this week like a very brave soldier as a Leeds United fan. I went to the Sheffield Wednesday club shop in Meadowhall, and I bought a Sheffield Wednesday pennant. Sheffield Wednesday, one of those little weird things that you hang on your wall.
Oh, yeah.
I am in the process of trying to get it signed for Sophie Ridge.
Oh, that's very... Because I was going to say, that's not quite...
No, I'm not going to buy her some. I'll get it signed. I'll get it nice personalised. We need a forfeit for next week. It feels like it has to be Toby Carvery based, doesn't it? What about to make it a fun? Because I could see that was genuinely upsetting for you, and I admire you for doing that. Because
I've modified my body. Do you know what I mean? Like that's severe.
You've improved it. Let's not be too harsh. You've improved it. I think your missus is going to like what she sees.
I don't think anyone's going to like what they see.
The fact that at some point you could smell what you described as charred flesh. You know, means that was an ordeal. So what about the forfeit this week is simply we go for a Toby Carvery and the loser pays? Because then that's sort of fun for both of us, isn't it? Or if you want to spice it up a bit, we go for a Toby Carvery. The winner gets to pick what the other one eats.
Yeah, and the other one still has to pay for it.
Okay.
Ooh!
I think this may be one that we have to put into next year because it's not a good time to be going out, certainly to a place where the defining feature of that restaurant is that we all share food. It may be one that rolls on, but it'll be a treat to look forward to, won't it? And I may even just sabotage my team so that you get to win this week.
I think you feel like you're going to lose anyway and you're getting your excuses in early. That back three of mine is very impressive. And
oh,
think
yeah,
you feel
mate.
I'm the coming man. You're already going, oh, well, I might lose on purpose. Don't patronise me.
15-2, mate. I am quaking in my boots. No wonder I have the face to turn up.
You just try and win. Try and win.
I shall try and win.
I don't need stabilisers, mate. I'm a big old boy.
That is all we've got time for this week. It's been an odd old week, but it was always going to be with a lot of games getting cancelled. And the next podcast will be out Wednesday at the usual time. We'll be joined by comedian, currently bottom of the Comedians FPL, Sean Walsh. Finally, we've got someone on who Matt can give advice to. Me and Matthew will also be exchanging, since it's Christmas, a few FPL-related Christmas presents and prizes.
Remember to send us any forfeit ideas, news, stories, reactions, thoughts, facts, tips, whatever you like. Tweet us at ComediansFPL or email us hello@cpfpl.com. Don't forget, we're on Instagram. You can search for Comedians Playing FPL, Facebook at ComediansFPL. And for the love of God and your own body, spread the word, leave a review. And if there's any extra advice you'd like to give me on the side, tweet me at Matt Ford. Good luck in game week 18. Bye.
Bye.